Good evening. I want to bring you guys in. I have a word on today that I want to share with you guys, and I want to talk about the attacks of Satan. And I felt led to share this. I just went ahead and pressed record. I'm not in my usual area where I would do my podcast. But here I am. I am pressing record. We thank God for technology and all of his wonderful things, right? You can take technology wherever you go. So for that, I'm very grateful. And as you know, I've mentioned before, I'm the type of person, I'm the type of creator where when I feel inspired, I have to press record. And so Satan tried to attack your mind. One of the things that I am aware of is that Satan will try to remind you of your past, will try to keep you in bondage and keep you in a web, because it knows that if you were to step out of that web and if you were to understand the power that you truly have, you would be a force to reckon with. I have never been the type to really even say that it's the devil. I really kind of would roll my eyes because that's all I heard growing up. That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. And I never saw people take responsibility for their own actions. And so there was a part of me that was like, well, all of me became very self-reliant, like, no, I have to do something about it. No, I can do something about it. And there is truth to that. There is truth to being, to understanding your sovereignty. There is truth to taking action. There is truth to responsibility. And also I've just grown to understand that Satan does play a part in our minds. We have power over it. But I really have become aware, especially on this journey, how Satan will work to use things to attack your mind. One of the things that I am aware that Satan uses is triggers. Like if you are triggered by something that you've seen that reminded you of your past or reminded you of something, sometimes can send you down the rabbit hole. Here's the thing. The rabbit hole is nothing necessarily to be afraid of. However, the key word here is staying in that bondage, staying in that space, staying there as your truth and being shackled to it. That's the difference. I don't want you to be ashamed or afraid of your emotions or afraid of your feelings. This is all about being aware of you. This is about being aware of your mind. This is also about being aware of spiritual things, things that we cannot see. I'm a believer that Satan is real, that there are, or some people have said, lower entities, demonic forces, you know, whatever word resonates with you. I believe that it is real. I have encountered demonic forces when I was in spiritual warfare. I've encountered them. I also am just aware of how they work and how Satan works. And the more that I go higher, and now that I have shifted into a higher level of consciousness and just really just become aware of y'all, Satan uses the same tricks. You know, they use the same things over and over and over again. One of the things that I've mentioned before, that Satan will remind you of your failure. He will remind you of the fear. It'll remind you of your past, right? It is nothing wrong with being afraid. I want you to know that. Okay. It's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's nothing wrong with feeling. It's nothing wrong with having moments of where you have trepidation. I want you to understand that that is okay to feel. Okay, get that out of here. You ain't never had a moment where you ain't afraid. Like, get that out of here. I want you to understand, because there's a healthy fear, right? There's a, in a sense of like, if you're crossing the street and you see a car coming your way, that shouldn't be coming your way. This should be at the stop, right at the stoplight, right? And they're coming your way as you're crossing the street. The fear, and that's that fear that you need to not go to heaven, right? So there's a healthy fear. So that's what I want to convey to you, that there is a sense of fear that we all need. Fear can also remind us of the love that we have. Fear can also be the polar opposite of love. And so there is an understanding of fear that I want us to recognize, right? And I also wanted to recognize how fear, and this is what I'm getting ready to address here, how fear can be captive, can keep you captive. Because what it'll, all it'll do, Satan will do is this, boom, I'll just, you know, pinpoint what happened, or sometimes triggers. Like I was watching a video of myself a few years back, and I remember that time in my journey where it seemed so hard. It seemed so impossible for me. And during that time, I recognized that I thought I was doing everything still on my own. Like I knew God was there. I knew God was walking with me because I had seen the transformation happen in my life. But still, I would say 70% of me still believed that I was doing it on my own, in a sense of not pride, in a sense of pride that it was all on me, that I had, you know. And so when I watched that video, that's what that triggered. And it brought about a sense of like anger. It brought about a sense of frustration. And I was just like, man, why does it feel like I'm still trying again? Like, why does it feel like I keep my head above water? And as I began going down this rabbit hole, I said, wait a minute, that's Satan. Oh my God, Satan will use things to trigger you, right? We have our own triggers within ourselves that triggers us, right? And so we're able to recognize what the trigger is, right? It's not to say that we're never going to be triggered by anything, but it's simply to be aware and to recognize your feelings, and to know that your feelings are not meant to suppress or overshadow, but also to recognize them, to feel them, to recognize what is the truth, and to press forward. Somebody say, look at your neighbor and say, press forward. I heard you. In my head, I heard you actually tell somebody, press forward. Fast forward, but that is the truth. I've been on this journey for a while, and I like being by myself. I like getting to know myself, and also I recognize that there is a part of me that I have released, and I'm mindful of releasing. And that part of me sometimes I used to kind of rock in a chair a little bit, kind of wallow back and forth in my past. Wallow back and forth, and how I used to be kind of wallowing back and forth in that, you know, I used to sit with that. Now it doesn't really stay long, because I know that I have progressed, and I know that I have gone higher, and there's a level of awareness that I have. And so I give myself grace, but I keep moving forward, and I don't allow that to keep me in a crutch. Does that make sense? I don't allow it to coddle me. It's like, okay, well, that was the former you. And is it the old wineskin? There's an old wineskin that I no longer wear anymore. There's a garment that I no longer wear anymore. It's just a garment that I'm aware of, but I don't wear it, if that makes sense. And so I continue to allow myself to move forward because I have progressed and I have become more aware. And that is simply what this whole journey is about, being aware and seeing yourself the way God sees you. You are not meant to live this life of struggle. You're not meant to live this life all your life, always struggling. This does not negate sometimes having challenges, of course, but being able to tap into how you were feeling, right? And recognizing where that belief comes from, and loving yourself through it, and being gracious to yourself as you grow through it, is everything. But I want to get to the issue at hand. I want you to know that Satan exists. This is my belief. You can take it, or, you know, however, you don't have to agree with me. This is my belief and my experience, that Satan is real. And I have become very, very aware of what Satan uses to attack. And I wear to attack me. And I am aware of the fact that I am very, very powerful, meaning that I'm only allowing myself to stay under by the devil when I have made what he has said, or what that demonic force, or what that dark energy has said, to become true. When I have been triggered by it, something that has happened in the past that has made me feel ashamed, that has made me feel less than, that has made me feel in pain, right? Your mind sometimes, because it's in survival mode as well, because if you have lived in survival mode for so many years and for so long, you can think that that's how you're supposed to live. And so it's like your head is always down because all you're looking for is how to survive. It's just to stay surviving. Well, guess what? I got tired of that. I got tired of that. I knew that my guardian angels were pushing me to greater and higher heights. I knew that. And I knew that God had a purpose and a call for me. And so like that stuff I couldn't hold anymore. And I had to recognize that fear, understand it, and recognize, wait a minute, that's Satan. Some things, you know, we cause upon ourselves. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are some times where Satan will use certain things when we're not aware to attack our minds to keep us in bondage. And sometimes we can keep ourselves in bondage. Sometimes Satan can present something, and the power that we have, we can keep ourselves in our own bondage. Yikes. Right? And so being aware of that truth, when the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, and everything that Satan tried to attempt Jesus with, Jesus replied back with the word, "It is written, for it is written, for it is written, for it is written." Jesus always replied back to Satan with the truth. I wonder if we are replying back or if our actions are shifting to the truth. I wonder if what we are saying is in alignment with how God sees us. I'm not saying you're not going to have moments. Don't get me wrong. We are not robots, okay? We got feelings. We got emotions. We got our physical state. We got our spiritual state. I'm trying to raise the bar here to bring some spiritual muscles, to give you some meat, not to give you milk, like Paul says. To bring a level of awareness of truth of who you really are and how God truly sees you. So I wonder, are we speaking when we allow that to pass? Are we speaking the truth? Are we speaking what God says? Are we speaking it? Wait a minute. Are we catching ourselves? Wait a minute. Right? Once again, I don't want you to be afraid of the dark. I don't want you to be afraid of that feeling. I don't want you to be afraid of it. I just want you to know the awareness of it, to feel it. Yep, to feel it. I'm not saying not feel it. You are not a robot. But I want you to know what is real and what is not real, and how to move past it, and how to move forward, and how to keep moving and giving yourself grace as you move, and not comparing your movement to somebody else's movement. But your path is your path, right? The race that I have given you, the race that God has given you, right? Longevity, a marathon, not a sprint, the race that I have given you. It would say the race is not given to the swift, the real fast, nor the battle to the strongest person, but is the one who endures. Longevity. Endure. Endure. To endure. To keep striving. To keep showing up. The more you keep showing up, the more you become aware. Don't just show up, be aware. Don't just show up, be aware. Don't just show up, be aware. Showing up is great. Showing up is half the freaking battle, okay? Like, just like working out. Like, if I show up at the gym, most likely I'm going to work out. If I'm on a treadmill, unless I've had an emergency, I'm going to work out. So showing up is half the battle, right? Being aware is everything. And that's what I'm talking about today. Being aware is everything. Seeing yourself the way that God sees you comes from you having intimate time and moments in prayer with God. Having intimate moments, intimate conversations. God, how do you see me? Being aware of self, being aware of who you are. That's everything. It ain't just gonna come by you just, okay, well, God, I'm here. Okay, that's half the battle. That's great. That's great. And sometimes, I remember I was so dark. I was so heavy in my dark place and so much. So I was carrying so much that all I had was just, I'm showing up, right? And God was standing in me and being my strength. And then that, after that chapter was over, and as I began growing my spiritual muscles and physical muscles, might I add, but as I began growing, I recognized the power that I really did have. Once again, it doesn't mean that you won't feel. It doesn't mean that you won't have emotions. It doesn't mean that you won't have a day that's not so good. But it's all about being aware, giving yourself grace, and striving through it. I want to help you on today. I want to help you. I do one-on-one coaching, and I help others see their worthiness, men and women, to see their worthiness. And what I mean by that is really is to see themselves the way God sees them. This has been my journey from the very beginning, 7 years ago, when God spoke to me, when my life was going very bad and I was very sad in my heart and restless and all that. God heard my soul and heard my heart. I cried out to God physically, and God spoke to me and told me some truths about me and my life and what would happen and what would come. But most importantly, that I want to share the message with you. As my life began transforming on the journey, God was showing me, that's not how I see you. This is the way that I see you. And I wonder if that same message that God has been showing you in your life, that God has been whispering to you, that's not how I see you. You don't have to show up as that. You ain't got to carry that. That's not what I've called you to do. You ain't got to hold on to that. You ain't got to show up as that. That's not who you really are. I can provide for you. Let me care for you. Let me show you. I wonder how often God is speaking, but I wonder if more important, if we are listening to what we think is more important, which is our fears, which is our job, which is what other people, what we care about, what other people, how other people view us versus how God sees us. I know that was me. I was looking for validation from people, and I didn't think God's validation. I didn't think God's validation cared anything about me. Sorry, y'all, got distracted. I didn't think God validated. Sorry with what I say. I got distracted. Someone was asking me something, but let me keep going. I didn't think that God looked at me in that manner. I didn't think that God saw me. And that was how it was. Isn't it amazing how God, how the things in your life brings about you in full circle of the truth of who you really are. I lived for so many years believing that I wasn't seen, believing that I wasn't heard. So many years, right? Ain't that something? And I believed that. And that was my wall for so many years. Like, I felt so unseen, so unheard. I felt like I didn't matter. I thought of suicidal thoughts. Meaning, I said, well, I wonder what it would be if I just stopped living. And I thought about that for a very, very long time. And that seed was constantly planted. That was Satan, right? And that was also my belief of life until God intervened. I cried out to God because I was tired and I was ready for something new. And that process took some time. God spoke to me and said, that isn't the way I see you. And so God was walking with me and unveiling things within me and showing areas of my life that I had, just hid with so much fear and beliefs. And so I help people unravel these things and so that they can become in alignment with who God says that they are and how God sees you. I want to tell you, you don't have to be something that you think you have to be. That God has created you whole, complete, lacking nothing. When you understand and when you become in alignment with that truth. And here's the thing. All you have to do is just ask, like, God, show me who I am. Show me how you see me. Show me. And there's a level of trust. I had like a childlike heart. I told God everything. Show me how you see me. God began showing me so many different things, so many things in the secret place, so many things that my eyes before could not see because I was filled with so much fear, so much of who I thought I had to be, so much of what I was carrying, so much of that. And it's okay, but I wanted you, and not, it's okay in a sense of keeping it around. No. I mean, in a sense of it's okay. There's no judgment, right? But it's all about being aware that ain't who you are. It's okay, but that's not who we are. So we're going to drop that weight. And not only did I drop the internal weight, I dropped the physical weight. So I want to invite you on that same path of truth. I just want to invite you on a 6-month one-on-one coaching to invite you to that path of seeing your worthiness, being in alignment with your worthiness and seeing yourself the way God sees you. Seeing yourself the way that God sees you. And every area of your life will change. Every area of your life will be restored. Every area of your life will be a fruit of God's fruit and of abundance and how God sees you. That the desires that is in your heart that has been placed inside of you is meant for you to manifest. God put that there. And understanding the power that we have to allow that manifestation to happen is everything. And you don't need to jump through hurdles. You don't need to pry down the door. Your God's going to present it to you because it is about alignment. It is about alignment and a level of consciousness. It is about alignment and a level of consciousness. Simply being aware. And we go higher and higher. God was telling me so many different things of who I thought I had to be that I had to release and let go and trust God in, even when it didn't make sense. And it was time for me to elevate. It was time for me to grow, and it was time for me to keep sharing my message with you. And that's why I'm sharing it with you on today. So I want to invite you. That's all I have on today. You guys want to schedule a call? If you want to schedule a personal call with me, you can definitely go on my website. The description's at the bottom. CammyKnight.org is my website, but I'll leave the description at the bottom. That's all I have for today, you guys. If you guys have any questions or you want to rate the podcast, that would be great, because that would I believe they say that would spread the message even more, what other people will hear. If you feel that other people can hear this message, go ahead and share this message with other people. Listen, that's all I got. That is all I got. I definitely will come back for more, because I've shifted my message a little bit. As you know, my message, as I've shared before, it is now really that you are worthy, that you are worthy, that you are worthy. Because God says that you're worthy, that you are called because God says that you are called. Okay. I've called you. So are you going to come out? Are you going to take the path? Are you going to drop the net and follow God? When have you had enough? When is enough enough for you? Are you willing to allow yourself to see the sovereignty that you have over your mind? God has already spoken the promise to you. Are you in your own way of allowing that truth to manifest? Take that step today. Take it now. You ain't got to wait. Take it now. Take action now. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. That's all I got. If you guys want to write me, my email is ahigherlove@cammyknight.com. If you have any other questions that you would like to ask on the podcast, I definitely am here to answer them all. Okay. You guys have a great weekend. Bye.